Hey, Jess.
Hi, Liam.
Here in the state of Jefferson, we've literally been surrounded by fire since late July, and we've all been suffering through the really bad air quality from all the burning. So let me ask, is this a result of climate change?
Well, I'm going to break out a word here that I know in this day and age people don't like too much, but that is nuance.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's really no easy answer to this question because fires are just really complex beasts, right? We know that temperatures are trending hotter. Parts of the Northwest are in drought. We know that. But weather is not the only factor in how widespread and how intensely fires burn. You got to consider things like geography, vegetation type. You know, there's that little thing called a century of fire suppression in the West, and there's a lot of built-up fuels in the forest. And then there's also the effects that humans have on choosing how and when they fight fires.
But is there a connection?
I would say the consensus is yes. There's a growing body of science supporting climate change as a contributor to drought, which contributes to wildfire activity, right? So there is a link. South Dakota State University climate scientist Mark Cochran has been studying this very thing.
The West in particular has kind of the worst combination going for it in that we have significant rises in temperature. We have significant drops in relative humidity that dries out fuels. We have increases in the number of rain-free days. So even if the amount of rain is the same, the number of days where we have no rain is increasing. And then from year to year, we have a higher frequency of high wind years. So when we have high wind, this is when we can actually make a significant fire into a very large fire.
So more winds, and that's a result of climate change?
Well, Cochran says with temperatures rising, we're essentially putting more energy into the atmosphere. And then when we have storms, that energy is released. And that energy is sometimes in the form of wind. Now, no one windy day can be attributed to climate change. But when you start looking at longer periods of time with more windy condition, links can definitely be made.
Now, what don't we know about the connection between climate change and wildfire at this point?
Apparently, it's actually really difficult to study wildfire. I mean, think about it. Wildfires are these large, unpredictable, complex, diverse things. And science, it's all about controlled experiments and repeatable results. Columbia University climate scientist Park Williams, he's been studying the link between climate change and drought in California. He says there have been experiments in the lab setting and in small controlled burns, but getting at the nuts and bolts of how big fires work is practically impossible.
When it comes to large wildfires, really you can only look back in time and try and tease apart what was the cause. And there are so many things going on at once that you're never going to get two fires where there's only one difference, and then you can really isolate the effect of that difference.
So there's a myriad of unanswered questions, especially when it comes to understanding how all of these disparate factors, like geography, fuels, and weather, how all of those interact.
Okay, so is any of this science you're talking about moving out of the lab and into policy and hitting the ground in some way?
Well, you know, there's that little saying, if you want to get someone's attention, hit them in the wallet. That's exactly what's happening. Policymakers may not be focusing directly on curbing climate change as a way to manage wildfire, but they're really taking notice as the price of fighting wildfires continues to rise. There's just been this huge shift. For example, now more than half of the Forest Service's budget is directed towards fighting wildfire. That's up from 15% just 20 years ago. So 15 to 50% in 20 years. And there's movement in Congress this session to find something a little bit more sustainable.
Sure. Ron Wyden and Mike Crapo in Idaho have been working together for two sessions now to try to get this through.
Right, exactly. And they want wildfires treated as natural disasters and funded through FEMA. So
we'll see how that goes.
Right, exactly.
Jess, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Liam.